Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of the law of action? Yes, the law of action. I know we've all heard about the law of attraction, but today we're going to talk about action. Would you like to learn how to live your intentions? Here's a good one. Have you ever wanted to know how to get unstuck? Yes, you know, when you're stuck and you can't go forward. Tell me, do you know that sometimes we use the need to heal as an excuse to do nothing? Have you ever heard about people who are living beyond their beliefs? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today, I will be introducing a success coach with Successimo. She has provided us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons. Before I introduce my guest, I'd love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. 818-431-8506 with any questions that you have. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She is the best-selling author of Live Your Intentions, The Power of Action. She's an expert media personality on the law of action, being one of the first to write exclusively about this powerful universal principle. She is the spiritual co-editor of All Things Healing, an online community dedicated to healing mind, body, spirit, and planet. She has been featured in several national forums, including the Huffington Post, Unity, and Unity Magazine. She is also a regular contributor to Aspire Magazine. This coach is available for interviews, speaking engagements, workshops, book signings, and individual sessions. Together with her husband, Milo, who is a highly trained bodywork therapist specializing in pain relief, and their son, Eli, they live in the beautiful Ozarks region of Southwest Missouri. It is my pleasure to welcome back to the show today Sherry Carter. Hi, Sherry. How are you doing?
I'm good, January. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm having a wonderful summer, and I know before we went on the air, you shared with me that you're having quite an adventure yourself this summer.
We are. As you mentioned, we live in Southwest Missouri, and we have about 2 acres that we're really turning into more of a homestead, kind of joining that homesteading movement of trying to provide as much of our own, you know, growing as much of our own food as we can. And we've expanded beyond just gardens for, you know, vegetables, but I've also moved into raising meat chickens. And so that's what we've been working on the past couple of days.
Okay, that sounds like a big project and a big adventure for you and your husband. You know, I'm raising a few tomato plants, so I'm in awe of anyone who's doing what you're doing. It's quite a bit of work.
Well, and, you know, we all do just, you know, everybody who can do just what they can. I mean, there have been times when all I could do was a few tomato plants. And, boy, so, you know, a nice, juicy, ripe tomato fresh out of, you know, your container or garden, you just can't beat that.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's talk a little bit now about a recent blog post title that you put out, and it was entitled Let There Be. And
Let There Be.
You write that the idea of being in constant state of being unhealed, so we need to be in the continuous healing process all the while putting life on hold. In other words, using the need to heal to stay stuck, to use it as an excuse to not really live, to use the need to heal as a guise to stay limited. Talk a little bit about this. This is an interesting blog that you've put out.
Yeah, you know, when I first started the Living Your Intentions project, I was always intrigued by the idea of let there be. Because on the spiritual side, you know, the entire universe was created with the simple phrase of let there be. And, you know, and I kind of want to put that out there. That was kind of the germinating point for me of this idea of just being. And that, you know, I meet people and I've known people who, you know, they're always in this constant, continual state of, you know, they need to heal, they need to shift, they need to forgive, they need to find themselves. And while I really don't discount that, because there's absolutely times for that. But, you know, can we ever get to a place where we can just be and live rather than always saying, well, you know, I have to heal, I have to shift, I have to do this, I have to do that, rather than just say, I can just be.
So you're basically
saying
you're telling people it's okay to take a time out.
Yeah, I'm telling people it's really okay to accept who you are, where you are, and to be okay with that. And yes, healing is a cyclical process. We're all, you know, we're always looking and striving to be better.
Yeah.
But there's a balance with it's really okay to just be at the same time, and to accept where you're at. And to say, you know, it's really okay for me to say, let there be peace, and that I bring forth that peace or joy or happiness or whatever it is that we're seeking. Instead of seeking it, we just be.
Okay. You know, it is so, that's such a hard lesson for a lot of people to learn, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Because that requires us to be okay with ourselves. It requires us to accept ourselves, and that's probably a really hard lesson.
Oh, yeah.
Because as we're seeking, I think a lot of times when we seek, we find things that we really don't like. And so we just keep seeking until we hope we find something that we like, and there's this, and so there's this idea of accepting our whole self, and it's like, you know, it's really okay. It's okay to say I'm okay. It's okay to feel okay, and it's okay. You know, and I know in my work there's been so many times, both me and my husband, where we tell people, you know, it really is okay for you to be okay. And the emotions that brings up has been pretty powerful to give someone permission to say it's okay to be okay.
Well, that is such a great concept, because I know everyone is always trying to say, well, I need to do this, I need to do that. And you get into such a quagmire of all the things you need to do that you forget to be, you forget to smell the flowers. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
And life can sometimes just take you over, and you get carried along, and you kind of miss the precious moments with your families and friends. That is a very powerful message that you're giving. You also had a quote that said, in the midst of the healing, the shifting, the forgiving, and finding oneself, it is a very important lesson which is simply to just be. Now, mm-hmm. what do you tell people? What's the first step into just be?
I always ask people, what does better look like?
Uh-huh, okay.
Because a lot of times people say, well, I want to be better. Okay, uh-huh. Well, what does that look like? How are you going to know that you've arrived at better? Because better for me is going to be different from you or from anyone else. You know, we all have this idea, and even if, you know, we all have the universal concept of, well, I just want to be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, peace means different things to different people.
Yeah.
You know, so what does better look like? And then what can you do right now, today, to just be that? You know, so maybe I can't be on a beach in Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
but I can be on my back porch, you know, where it's peaceful and quiet. You know, to me, peace and quiet and just serenity and being out in nature, that's peace to me. And so I can find those things in my day-to-day life.
Yeah.
I don't have to go away. I don't have to go somewhere to do that.
Right. This is pretty amazing. This is I would say it's a shift in the work you've been doing, because your past work, you dealt with the law of action, which was going forward, doing, creating, and now you're kind of stepping back and saying, let there be, and that's a big shift for you, isn't it?
It is and it isn't, in
mm-hmm.
that I always knew that book two was going to be about the phrase, let there be.
Oh, you did.
And it still is a type of action.
Uh-huh.
To be is a verb.
Yes, yes, you're right, absolutely.
And so how are we going to use that verb? How are we going to use that type of action? So, you know, there is a time whenever we're going to actively create. Because, you know, if we want to create peace, then there are things that we can do to support that idea of peace or whatever you want to, you know, insert in there. And then there comes a time when you just be that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're still, so it's a little bit, it's still a verb. It's still an action.
Mm-hmm.
It just maybe isn't the, you know, the active type of action. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
You know, it's a little bit more, I'm just going to step into it. I'm just going to step into being peace, and I'm going to bring that forth.
I don't think people think of as being as an action verb, but it certainly is. You know, Sherry, we're going to hear a word from our sponsor, and when we come back, I want you to share with my listeners your website information and where they can get your book. I want to talk a little bit about your promotions with Successimo and some of the learning activities that you've been wonderful enough to share with our subscribers. We'll be right back with Sherry Carter.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with my wonderful guest, Sherry Carter, sharing her Successimo stories. Sherry, could you now share with my listeners your website information and tell them how they can get your book?
Yeah, my website is liveyourintentions.net. Once again, that's the www.liveyourintentions.net. And then I have a really great community on Facebook, and that's Living Your Intentions. And that's just a community with great support for stepping out and, you know, with the law of action. And then my book right now is available on Amazon, and I'm working towards getting that in the lending library. So if you have a Kindle, you can have that on your Kindle for free.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
Yeah, so I'm working on that process of getting that, getting all those steps done.
Okay, wonderful. You know, I'm doing my book, of course, with Amazon, and they just invited me to be in a special promotion with the Kindle program for my book, Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, and I just signed the contract today, and I'm very excited about it. I'm totally addicted to Kindle, as I suppose everyone is. Could you share a little bit with my listeners about your Successimo experience with us? Because you have posted some fantastic articles at our website, and I know that you are in the process of posting several more.
Yeah, I just am so impressed with Successimo because anytime, I mean, I need to know about anything, I can just go to Successimo and there's an article about it that, you know, and so that's really nice that, you know, there's so many experts with such a wide variety of topics that it isn't just spiritual self-help. So I really like that about Successimo, and I've been looking at what new activities that I want, you know, to post within the empowerment category that I'm in.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm looking at what that needs to be because I definitely need to get some new activities up there. I've got five up there right now, and I think one that I'm going to post because I'm looking at it right here, and this is such a great one. It's Emotional Freedom Technique for Love.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, I think that'll be a really great one. Emotional Freedom Technique is a type of energetic psychology that combines affirmations with acupressure points.
Oh,
and
really?
A lot of people know it as tapping because you're tapping on various acupressure points, just gentle tapping. It's not anything that's painful. And it's pretty, the results are amazing.
Wow. You know, that sounds very interesting because I've had several people on the show talking about myotherapy and trigger points. And actually, I've taken the treatment, and it's been tremendously helpful for me with some of my arthritic problems. And I love that, it's a physical thing. So Emotional Freedom Techniques for Love. Now, I want you to promise me that when that gets posted, that you send me an email, and I definitely will schedule you back on the show so we can talk about that.
Okay.
I think that'd be a wonderful topic.
Yeah, and what's interesting about the acupressure points is, you know, once again, my husband Milo is a bodywork therapist for pain and really releasing pain. And so whenever I was showing him EFT, he said, those are a lot of the same points that I use. And, you know, we only have so many, like, energetic points in our body, and there's all these different therapies that kind of access it for different reasons in maybe in a little bit different way. So it's just really interesting to see how there really is an overlap with all of these modalities and then all the different results that you can get with them. It's kind of like, you know, different combinations and you get different results. And it's, I think it's just fascinating.
Yeah, from my own personal experience, it's been a miracle for me because I was scheduled for neck surgery and I discovered this trigger point therapy and actually was able to cancel the neck surgery. And I go in now once a week for a little preventative treatment, and I am feeling the best I've ever felt in my entire life. So we will look forward to talking about that with you on one of our shows in the future. Now, getting back to let there be, what do you do with people who kind of get stuck? And they're supposedly healing, but the reality is they're using their healing as an excuse to do nothing. What do you do with those kind of people?
Well, I really focus on the question of what does better look like. To give them an idea of what that looks like. And also, sometimes people are in a stage in their life where they're where they need to be. And sometimes stuck is a place where you need to be for whatever reason. And so I think that's really different to hear from someone that works in the healing work is that, you know, teaching someone, you know, or just even calling them out and saying, you know, you seem stuck. Why do you think that is? And putting it back on them, because really it's their answers that's going to move them forward. It's not my answers. I just help facilitate that for themselves. And so, you know, helping them with what does better look like and actually getting them to think about, well, what does that look like? What can I do to move into better? And then the second thing is just kind of saying, well, you seem kind of stuck. What do you think that's about? Why do you think you're stuck?
Right. You know, I think I've just got I'm going to change the title of our show today and change it to What Does Better Look Like? Because that is a very fantastic, thought-provoking question, because I'm just sitting here myself running that through my computer, my mental computer, and it does give you pause. It's a very exciting, powerful question that you're asking our listeners. You know, Sherry, I love to hear from my guests, and I like to, you're all so successful, and you're doing such a wonderful work with your book, Live Your Intentions, your blog and website. When you look back on your life, was there anything in your life that was, at the time, a setback, but in reality, it turned out to be something that pushed you forward and helped you become successful? Could you share with my listeners something that one of your defining moments in your career?
Yeah. I used to teach in public schools. And it was really not the place for me. And I held on to that, you know, like I held on to that, like clung to that tightly. And when I learned to say, you know what, it's okay to let that go. And that was huge. I quit my job.
Oh, dear.
I had nowhere, I had no plans to go forward. And for me, I gave myself 1 year to just be.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had to take, I called it, you know, the adult timeout, where I gave myself a year.
Okay.
And in that, I discovered, you know, I went back to school. I got my master's in counseling. I met my husband. You know, I've done all this amazing stuff, and I would not, my life would have been very different had I not been willing to let go of what my idea was. Mm-hmm. And if you look at what I'm doing now, I'm homeschooling my son. You know, I'm teaching others through my spiritual work. And I am a teacher, but I hadn't let go of what my idea of that was.
Okay.
How
long had you been teaching when you quit?
7 years.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and I can look back and know that I stayed in probably about 3 years too long. You know, but that's how long I clung to that dream, and out of fear, because you know, I didn't know what else. I mean, that's what I had. What else was I going to do? You know, I was so caught up in the fear of I have to have this, and you know, when people say, well, it has to be a certain way, it's like, you know, like for me, I could be a teacher so many different ways. You can be happy. I mean, happiness shows up so many different ways. Love shows up so many different ways. and just being open and willing to experience all those and not to get caught up in one narrow version of what we think that can be, because the universe is open, has vast possibilities that we haven't even thought of.
Right.
And if we're open to that, then, you know, we get to experience a lot more than just our maybe narrow concept. I know for me, that's what it was. I had a very narrow concept. And when I let that go, the world really opened up.
Well, you know, Sherry Carter, I want to thank you for sharing your successful story and sharing with us your defining moment and what you had to do to change your life. Very inspiring. And I look forward so much so to having you back on the show. You have some really powerful messages, and we will have you on again soon.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for today, too. I just always enjoy being on the show.
Oh, I love having you, and we'll do it again. Now for my listeners, tune in every Tuesday and Wednesday at 12 Eastern Daylight Time. My guest tomorrow will be Dale Breckenridge, and he wrote The ABCs of Selling, The ABCs of Etiquette. He's a success coach with Successimo, fabulous guest. I look forward to interviewing Dale again. All of my shows are at 12 noon live. Be sure to catch any of our interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments and suggestions are welcome. If you are interested in checking out our Successimo program, just go to our website, www.successimo.com. That's SUCCESSIMO, successimo.com. You can look it over, our website, and sign on without any financial obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you too can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. You know, Successimo is also an amazing opportunity to help out any nonprofits or charities that you work with. You can actually help them raise funds without asking for money. Yes, you heard me right. It is a positively brilliant plan that is so easy to implement anywhere, anytime. So for now, dear listeners, I want you to stop whining and start smiling and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Thank you again to my wonderful guest, Sherry Carter, a Successimo coach. This is January Jones, thanking you today for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.